the church say amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
God is good.
You know, I needed to make a comment. Didn't Brother Michael pray this morning?
Yes.
You know, you give credit where credit is due. Michael, good job. This morning, it's so good to be here because we're into a new year. Last week, we were on the brink of a new year. This week, we're into the new year. So, Happy New Year to everybody. And thank the Lord for allowing us to reach the milestone of 2018. We didn't have to be here, but God seen fit to leave us here, and for this we should be ever grateful. I'm going to be kind of continuing a theme of like last week, but it's a little bit different, but along the same lines. This morning we're going to talk about the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us take a moment and go to God in prayer. Our Lord, our God, and our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful and so blessed that you have stretched out our lives and given us an opportunity to see the seventh day of the new year. Thank you, Lord. We're so pleased and so proud to be a member of the Lord's body. We're just so thankful. And we ask you to continue to give us your blessings as you see fit in blessing us. Thank you, Father, for the members of this congregation and their families. Thank you for the leaders of this congregation. Thank you for the brothers of this congregation who served in their duties this morning. And we pray for those who shall come along behind us and from this point forward. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray and thank you for your darling son, Jesus, the one who marched up Calvary's hill, stretched out his arms, and gave up his life on our behalf. Thank you, Father. Father, we owe a debt of gratitude to so many. We want to just say thank you to those who are standing guard at distant places around this world, far away from home, but guarding, protecting our freedom and our security. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the soldier who didn't get home for the holidays. Thank you for the soldiers who stand guard everywhere and are so diligent in it. We're so thankful, Lord, and we pray for those who teach our children on a daily basis, the teachers, the policemen, the firemen, all of those whom we call upon at one time or we may need to call upon at one time or another. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for everything you do for us, but thank you especially that you gave us your darling son to hang, bleed, and die on yonder's cross. Thank you, Father. Thank you we pray for the sick and the shut-in this morning. We pray a special prayer this morning for the Bonds family and Sister Bonds' son, Tony. We just are so prayerful that he may make a full and a speedy recovery if it be your will. We thank you, Father, for everything that you do for us. And now, my Heavenly Father, we pray that as we go into the next portion of these services that you would be with us and that you would, if we are found to have done things decently and in order, we pray that you bless us. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen. In the second book of the Corinthians, verses number 3 and verses number 4, we find the Bible where it says, "But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds of the God of this age has blinded and do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." This morning we want to talk about the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. There are many today who proclaim they are the true religion. By last count that I read there are some estimated 87,000 different religions, and they all claim to have their own their gospel. So how can one know which one is the true gospel? But I tell you today to proclaim the gospel, the one in which the Bible calls the glorious gospel of Christ. When the word of glorious is broken down, it means beyond description. It means beyond comparison, too deep for our minds to comprehend even. Let us examine for a little while what this glorious gospel really is. We find, first of all, it is about the person of the gospel. The gospel is about a person who you may ask. Well, none other than Jesus Christ. An old familiar verse, Romans 1 and 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So here we find ownership. Not man, but Christ owns the gospel. For it is the power of God. It has the power of God. Unto the salvation of everyone that believes. One must believe. It tells who it is to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Let us see how this gospel is glorious. Well, Jesus was born of a virgin birth, first of all. Doesn't matter what you think or when you think he may have been born. We need to praise him the whole year long, day in and day out. He lived on this earth for a little over 33 years, yet he was without sin. In other words, he was perfect. His death was glorious. In his dying hour, he asked for forgiveness for his murderers, those who were crucifying him. He laid down his life for us. In Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 5, he was wounded for our transgression. He was buried for our iniquities. He was forsaken by the Father and his followers. Many are still turning their backs on him even today. Jesus was glorious in his resurrection. After his death and his burial, he got up. Some of the ladies came to see his burial spot. So when you get home, read Matthew 28, the first 6 verses or so. This is the gospel of Christ, where they were coming to see him, but he was not there. His death, his burial, and his getting up is the best part of all, and that he is alive today and we serve our living God. Now, when you go back to the text in verse number 3, look what it says. It said, but even if our gospel is veiled or hid, it is veiled to those who are perishing. No Christian should be without the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you are a true Christian, you need to serve a true and a living God, and that is Jesus Christ, who is the true and living God. The gospel has power this morning. This gospel has the power to save all who would come to him. We know that all will not be saved, but all could be saved if they would simply choose to follow Christ. The Bible tells us in 1 John 4 and 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Watch how this power works. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we all ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. This should help us to be assured of God's power. It's refreshing to know that we don't have to answer to the many voices of men that ask us for our energy, our talent, or our time, because we have power already in us, and that is far greater than any power that man has in this world. Christians think they have to look like, act like, and even smell like the world. But I'm here to let us know that all the power we need has already been given and made available to us through Jesus Christ. As we have seen, As we have been given the power to live for him, it is what we are told in Ephesians 3 and verse 20 right there. Church, we should never be tired of saying God is good. God, for he truly is good, and not just sometime, but he is good all the time. So why should we keep this in mind? Because in Romans we are told, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to God. Many choose not to confess him now, but they will soon enough do so. So why not do it now? Why not do it now while your blood is still running warm in your body? You need to confess Christ. The gospel has a glorious proposition, some glorious propositions. We are talking about how glorious the gospel of Christ is. Now, do you remember last week at this time we were hoping and praying that we would see this new year? Thanks be to God, we are now here so that we can help to spread the glorious gospel of Christ to others. We need to let others know that God is real and that he has a wonderful, wonderful works for us. Paul, after all, found in Romans 6, 1 and 16, as he was preaching the gospel once again, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. It is the same gospel we share in today, if we choose to. It is not complicated like the religious ritual of men, but it's very simple for us to follow. Jesus made it plain for us in John chapter 5 and verse number 24, where it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Simply stated, believe in Jesus Christ and you live forever after death. Now, we all know that every last one of us in here are going to die. There is no if and but it's just when we die. Every last one of us have an opportunity to get up once we die in Christ and live again. So if you want to live again, you need to serve Jesus Christ, your one and only Savior. Now, I asked the question this morning, what could be more simple than that? Well, I can make it even a little more plainer than that. All we need to do is ask and study. We can put it this way. It is either accept Christ and be saved or reject him and be lost. There's no simpler way to put it than that, church. Once again, back to the text, look at verse number 4 of the Bible. Whose minds are of the God of this ages has blinded, and who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. See, as I said a minute ago, no Christian has a right that should be without the gospel at their fingertips or in their mind. When you serve Jesus Christ, you will find that the gospel is easy for you to remember. Oh, you won't remember every scripture in the Word of God. None of us can do that. But you will be able to answer someone's question when they call upon you for a Christian answer to a Christian question. What I said on last week was just an opening for what we are to do in the new year. Let me add a little bit more to that list by telling you some other things that you should be doing in the new year. First of all, you should repent from your past, especially if your past is sinful. Number 2, and this is a good one, love everybody, even those who are your enemies. Matthew 5 and 43 and Luke 6 and 27. Now, I know that's a hard task for some, As some people would say, I'm not there yet, preacher. I can't love somebody that hates me. I can't love somebody that does evil to me. But the Bible says, love your enemies. Love those who mistreat you. Do good unto those that hate you. But nevertheless, number three is go to church. I'm going to repeat that one. Go to church. And if you want to know when you should go to church, look at Hebrews 10 and verse number 25. It tells us how often we are to go to church. Number four, give back to the Lord. 1 Corinthians 16 and 2. We are to give unto the Lord. And, you know, the question was raised back in the Old Testament, will a man rob God? The answer was given in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, yes, a man will rob God. I believe it's in Malachi. Number five, study the Word of God. And why do this? Well, according to 2 Timothy 2 and 15, it's to show thyself approved unto God, so that we might be able to see and understand the glorious gospel of Christ. Now, when you think about it, there are many people out there who claim that their gospel is the real one. But I say the only one spoken of in the Bible is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians explains it a little further when we continue to read on in there. It says in verse number 4 again, whose minds are the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Look at verse number 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus and ourselves your bondservant, for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness who has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of the God in the face of Jesus Christ. This morning, as we entered into this new year on last week, we entered into a brand new year. Now, I don't know if you plan to do anything any different this year, but I've given you some homework. I've given you a little homework to start working on to do something different. The glorious gospel of Christ. I've given you enough information that we all have something to do in this new year. And if you do it right, you'll be busy all year studying the Word of God. If you do it right, you'll be busy all year learning about Jesus and His glorious gospel. If you do it right, you'll get a better understanding of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. If you do it right, you'll understand more about what God means when He says what He says. When you think about it, church, we're not built to know everything. But we have enough information to know enough things about the gospel of Christ. It is a lifelong study. And somebody once said, if I live to be age 110 years old, I still won't graduate from the Bible. Somebody said, the Word of God is like a new and a bright and a shining light. If we just study it, we can be all right. I'm so glad this morning that God has allowed us to reach over into 2018, and He has given us the privilege and the opportunity. Now, I haven't seen any of you since last year, and you haven't seen me since last year. But thank God we are in another year, and we can see each other, and we can embrace one another. And and I'm not accusing anybody here, so before you say, preacher must have been talking about me, I'm not talking about anybody, I'm talking about everybody. Let's learn to love and show a little bit more love and respect for one another. And when you give me your hand to shake, don't just slide it in and slide it out. Give me a handshake. I'm supposed to be your brother and you're supposed to be my brother or my sister. So we need to learn to love each other. And how can we love each other if we don't know how to love ourselves? Now, loving yourselves requires a little work because you got to put up with the bad and the good things about yourself. But if you know God, you'll understand that loving is a simple task. Don't separate it. Just love everybody, even those who you don't like, even those who are your enemies. Just love everybody. Then, if you open up the Word of God, you'll find some things in there that'll fit every situation that you encounter in this life. Because God's gospel is glorious. You'll find something that'll fit every situation you find yourself in. Because God knew about what we were going to have problems with. He knew what we were going to have troubles with. He knew what was going to be the good things in our lives. And I just thank God this morning that He has blessed us to have the Word of God. See, when you take the Word of God, you open it up, you'll find out some things about yourself that you probably didn't know. You'll find out some things about one another that you probably didn't know. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. So what are you planning on doing now that the new year is here? Do you plan on living 2018 like you lived 2017? Or do you plan on doing better in 2018? And again, I'm not accusing anybody of doing anything wrong in 2017, but guess what? If it fits you, I guess I am talking to you. But what I'm trying to get over to you is that we can all make improvement from the pulpit to the back door. We can all make improvements. And what do I want to improve on? Well, you have to take a self inventory of yourself. You have to find out where you're lacking at. You have to find out what went wrong in 2017. And what you want to change in 2018. And don't make no resolutions, because you'll break them too easy. They're too easily broken. I bet somebody already made a resolution to lose weight and yet they didn't stop eating yet. I'm going to start next week. Or I'm going to start next month when things get better. I got to get past the holidays first. See, you can always find an excuse for not keeping up with your resolution, so don't make them and then you don't have to try to keep up with them. Just say that I'm going to do better in 2018 than I was than I did in 2017. You know, that's an amazing number when you think about it. God has left this earth over 2,000 years ago, but yet He still is watching over us. He's looking down on us and He's watching us from His perch sitting on the right hand of the Father. God is good, church. All the time, and all the time God is good. And you know, when we talk about praying, we need to pray more. That should have been on my list too. We need to pray more. The Bible says pray without ceasing. And when you pray, by all means, you got to believe in what you're asking for, what you're praying for. You know, you can pray sometimes and you say to yourself, God ain't going to hear me no way, but I'm going to pray anyhow. Well, you can't go like that. You can't do like that. You got to believe that God will answer your prayers. Now, He may not. But He will hear your prayer. God is good all the time, church, and all the time God is good. And I keep saying that over and over because I want that to be the living word for you in 2018. Now, there's some issues that are going to come up in 2018. I got enough time here. There's some issues that are going to come up in 2018 and into all of our lives, not just some of us. And just, I can tell you right now, all of them are not going to be your favorite things to come up, not going to be a favorite issue of yours. Some of us are going to get sick. Some of us may even pass on. But that doesn't mean that God is not good to us. That just means that that's our time. Now, another thing that may come up in the year of 2018, you might begin to question yourselves about, am I in the right church? A real Christian wouldn't question himself or herself about that. But some of you are going to face that issue. And I can tell you right now, without a doubt, running from one church to another one will not solve the problem. Because whatever the issue is at this congregation, the other congregation over there has another set of issues. May not be the same, but it's another set of issues. So if you think everything is going to be to your liking, it's not. But you got to situate yourself in one place and serve the Lord. Go to the Lord whenever you have problems, whenever you think you need some help. Go to the Lord. God is full of helpful things. The Bible says there's help in the hill, help from the hills. Then you ask yourself, how am I doing in the relationship department? If you're married, you need to check yourself. If you're single, maybe it's time to get married. All right, thank you. If you are thinking about getting married, I think I'm the newest person here to have gotten married, so I think I can speak on it for a minute or two here. When you find that someone, and key word is finding, when you find that someone, you ought to put a ring on it. Isn't that the way the song goes? You put a ring on it. And when you find that someone, you need to ask the Lord, first of all, is this the right someone? Go to the Lord. Don't be afraid to ask him no personal stuff. He knows it all already anyhow. So just go to him and ask him, is this the right someone? And if that's the right someone, then you put the ring on it. Oh, yes, and I mentioned he's getting sick. Brother Hall mentioned to me a few minutes ago about aches and pains. Oh, you're going to have some. I had some aches and some pains here recently. I didn't know that I even had these things in me. Sometimes your knee won't let you stand up right. Sometimes your foot won't let you walk right. Sometimes your arms won't let you reach right. Sometimes your eyes won't help you let you see right. But I tell you, nevertheless, God is still good, and you just ask him to give you the things that you are missing. God is able. He is able. That's why I was so glad when all of you responded last week that responded, because I knew somebody had in them something to thank the Lord for. If you have something to thank the Lord for, thank him for it. And if you don't want to come forward, but you should, let everybody know that you love the Lord, come forward and thank him for whatever he has done for you. And I know he's done something for you, because otherwise you wouldn't be here, even if he didn't do anything but let you get up this morning. That was something, wasn't it, church? You had a roof over your head on last night. You got up to breakfast this morning if you chose to eat it. You got up to a fresh set of wardrobe that you put on and came out. And you think that you did all of that by yourself? No, sir, and no, ma'am. God was in the plan for that. God is able to do all things, church. There is nothing impossible for God to do. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. So remember that. Remember what the Bible teaches us, but you've got to study it a little more, first of all. And then you won't have the problem of asking the teacher to explain everything to you. Sure, you're going to ask the teacher to explain some things to you because you think that the teacher has studied a little bit more, so you ask them a question. And that's all right. But you can learn some things on your own. And some things, that's why the Bible says, study to show thyself approved. But when you learn these things, you know what you ought to do? You ought to run and tell somebody about them. You need to let somebody know something. See, there are plenty of folk who are standing in darkness right now. You and I were once in darkness ourselves. But we have found the light. And once you find the light, you're supposed to share that light with others. Go tell somebody. Let somebody know. Let them know that you had an ache in the back of your knee this morning. But tell them, I found an answer to my aches and my pain. I found the Lord. I found a new someone to take away my aches and pain. And it's not my doctor, my pharmacist. Oh, he helps. He or she helps. But you know something I've learned? I've learned that even when I go to the doctor, I'm still praying. Because I'm praying for them now. I'm praying that they remember what they studied. Now, hopefully they didn't get up and walk out the room on this lesson that I'm here for. You know, some people are just like everybody else when it comes to students. A student needs to take a break. He'll walk out on an important part of the lesson. And so I'm hoping, Lord, that you don't let this man or this woman, let him or her be missing, have missed that part of the class, what my problem is. And old doctors today, they love to do cutting and all kinds of surgery because they got what they call laser surgery now. Supposed to hurt less, be less, more comfortable for you, but you got to ask yourself the question, is that laser surgery any more dangerous than the regular knife surgery? Well, because it's more comfortable doesn't mean that it's better. But you just ask the Lord to bless this person when they use that laser, if you decide to go that route. Lord, give them the wisdom to know and remember what they are doing in my situation right here. It's not that I don't care about others, but I just want them to know what they're doing on me right now. If he prescribes a pill for you, he or she prescribes a pill for you, question about them pills. Ask them, what is this supposed to do and what is it not going to do? And then tell me what it's going to do with every other pill I take. Is it going to create a reaction in me that's going to make me even worse? And talk to the pharmacist when you go to the pharmacist. They're a second line of defense. Ask them, is this going to interact with my medication? And the pharmacist, if he or she is the right kind, they'll take the bottle and look it up and see. No, this won't interfere with that. And watch what you eat or drink with it. You taking high blood pressure, you better stay away from grapefruits. and those old ham hocks and things that you've been eating for all your life. Well, you know I had to get around to this. I'm just being truthful now. I'm doing public service right now, public service announcement. Get rid of those ham hocks, that's right. If you like pig feet at one time, get rid of them. Because it ain't nothing but fat. And fat contributes to cholesterol. No, don't take a pill. No, you don't. Eat it first and take a pill afterward. Well, isn't that defeating the purpose of the pill? But nevertheless, ask God for whatever it is that you need, or you stand in the need of, or that you are lacking in. I plan on 2018 being a much better year for myself. And I don't know about you. If you're like me, you should plan on having 18 be a much better year for you too. Learn to go down on your knees a little bit more. And if you can't go down on your knees anymore, make sure your knees bend a little bit when you're praying. Ask God to accept this prayer. Lord, I can't get down anymore, but help my prayer to get answered by you, even though I'm standing up. Lord, make 2018 a better year for me than 2017 was. This is my prayer. Now, if you're a young person, you're not too young to learn about the Word of God. Ask your parents, ask your grandparents, ask your older brothers and sisters. Test them, see what they know. Ask them to explain something to you, and maybe that'll stir them enough to say, I can't explain it, but I'm going to try to get the answer for you. That helps them. And if you're in school, especially our young people who are in high school, you got a tough road to follow. So you need to ask God to go with you each and every morning when you get up. You need to say, thank you, Lord, and Lord, go with me today. If you say nothing else, that'll work enough to maybe get God to walk with you and encourage you to go on any further. You know, when I was going to school, and I got a couple of more minutes and then I'll be through. When I was going to school, things wasn't quite as bad as it was now, as it is now. Oh, we had problems, we had troubles, we had fights, we had people who didn't like one another. That's always going to be. But it was a little bit different, because now they bring guns to class now. They bring knives to class now. And they're not afraid to use them, even on the teacher. So to all my folks here who are teachers, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm not going to call names. I know some teachers are sitting in here in the audience this morning. But just be careful out there and teach your children to be careful and tell others to be careful. You know, there was a time when you could walk down the street and you could see somebody and you could speak to them, how you doing this morning? Now you can get shot for doing that same thing. What you speaking to me for? I didn't speak to you. But you be careful, but try to be God-like in everything you do. Ask the Lord to go with you. When you step out the door, ask the Lord to be with you and stay with me this entire day. Keep your arm around me, Lord. Help me to make it through this day, and I'll do your will if you simply but help me to do your will. I'll be a better person when I get off this evening. With that said, I'm about to close. I'm closing now. If there's anyone here today who's not a member of the Lord's body, You come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then Brother Jackson, as Michael prayed, will be happy to take you down in the watery grave of baptism. If you have already done that and you walked astray, come to the Lord, go to the Lord, ask Him for forgiveness. Come to the church and ask the church for prayer on your behalf. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.